All right, hi guys. We are here with David Stig Hansen. He is a researcher and he's got a YouTube channel and he also is like really big on Twitter or does a lot of cool like journalism hits and stuff. He's an avid traveler, goes all over the world. He's has some really amazing footage and observations. And so welcome aboard, David. Hey, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so tell us about your travels and all of this stuff.
Well, a lot of people know I've been to the Rashad structure twice because I always say it whenever I can. The person I really want to give a shout out is at Zero Control. So my YouTube is at Stig, S-T-I-G. And Graham is now Archaic Lens. And he went to the Rashad structure two times. And he went there along with Josh Sergison. They went to the Rashad pretty quickly after Jimmy came out with his Herodotus / Castle video.
Well, when was that? What year was that?
That was 5 years ago, 2000 and maybe the very end of 2018. I'm just trying to say Josh Sergison has a channel and he does interviews and he just interviewed David Icke. He did retweet my map of Starfort, so I'm going to find it right now. And the channel,
I got to get into the Starforts in a little bit. I definitely want to talk about
it. I'm not a big pro. I'm just starting to kind of look at it. You have a Starfort in New Mexico that I keep missing.
I've heard about that one. I even have it marked.
Well, it's more the pattern in the ground.
Yeah, it's more like the foundations next to a barrack. It's in northern New Mexico. It's really hard to get to.
I thought it was just off the 25.
In terms of like, it's not on the beaten path of something that you would normally be going by, like super easy, but I definitely have that one on my list probably at the end of the summer to go check that out. So that's you and your kid.
This is a picture of me. I was like two and in Teotihuacan, Mexico, at the Pyramid of Mexico. And at that time, was able to get inside the mouth of Quetzalcoatl. I went to Guatemala later on when I was like 18. I stayed there for 6 months. So I was kind of influenced by Latin America early, I guess you could say, and looking at the history. My mom was also a big UFO super freak. So I had to deal with UFO. And before you started, we were talking about the topics out there that I just can't really get into. And I don't not believe in ET. UFOs, I think we can all believe in them now. And I believe that the people flying those crazy UFOs could be ET, or they could be ancient humans or superhumans from the that have held on to this ancient knowledge all these years that exists on this planet.
I think it's more the latter, honestly. Like I don't know. I mean, like I don't know what's right or what's wrong, but like it's something I've been researching my whole life too. And I think we're dealing with realms and some sort of Maya illusion versus what a lot of the people also think what's really going on in reality. I don't think it were any of us are really 100% on the pulse, but are you a military person? What?
Not really. I was in the service and I was in for a very short time. I learned Chinese. I'm proud of those photos because I was at the Presidio of Monterey. And look, I learned so much Chinese. Look at my eyes. I'm almost turning Chinese right there. I did signs for a while and then I went to Taiwan, and because I got my MBA, I was able to be a lecturer in Taiwan. So I was really proud of that. And so I basically, if somebody asked me, what do? I say, I lecture. During that time, and I learned Chinese in the military. So I wanted to continue with my Chinese. So I went to Taiwan for 25 years, not solid, but started in 1996. And I came home 2 years ago, basically because of COVID and a family death. I did get to go to Angkor Wat twice during that time, but I wasn't enlightened. I of course, like what you said, we've been that studying Naga UFOs. Right. Pardon?
That's a Naga right there.
The seven-headed snake?
Yeah, it's a Naga.
Yes, it is. Oh. And I even got to ride on the river because it floods every year. And so I took that boat ride out in kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Did you China, did you go to the pyramids there or like the...
Okay, so never. I was in Taiwan. If you ask anyone from Taiwan, if it's China, it's not. I went to China for 2 weeks. I went to Shanghai and Guangzhou. No, sorry, that's wrong. I meant to say Suzhou and one more. Now I'm forgetting. I actually have minimal time in China, except for Hong Kong. I consider that one of my other countries on my list. because I went there before in 1997. And honestly, I don't know if the British had to give it back to communist China, because the deal was made with Chiang Kai-shek's China, which is Taiwan. So don't get me started with China.
Okay. Right now.
By the way, let's stop saying polygonal. I was an English teacher for 25 years. I think the more natural thing to say is polygonal, a polygonal stone, a polygonal. It's not a natural way we speak, but I'll get off that soapbox.
Okay.
Polygonal elephant heads in Angkor Wat. I really recommend you go if you can. You mentioned Wandering Wolf Productions, Mike. Mm-hmm. He said he went there. And honestly, when I went, I was still ignorant about what I know now.
I know.
I mean,
I can read notice of the places I've been. I would,
But I think we're here to talk about the Rashat and ancient history. And so what I want to say is, at this point, 2009, I was back in California for a short time, and I had a lot of free time, and I had just got the internet connected where I was. And I'm like, I'm going to look at the Sahara Desert, and I almost immediately found it by looking at it. And when you zoom in on it, it looks like an eye. So I typed into Google the Eye of Africa and got the name and found out what it was. And so far, you know, and of course, you know, in 2009, I looked at it and then I moved on. I was looking at other stuff. I mean, I found it to be incredible, especially the color and the fact that it was looked like an eye. And I thought, wow, maybe that was created. Yeah, you know, that's the first thing that popped into my head. And I think that's the thing that pops into everybody's head when they see this is, wow. I mean, I can talk more, but I'm talking about my very first thoughts back in 2009. And then, of course, we can fast forward to Jimmy's video talking about the Herodotus connection and the fact that there's a castle. And that I didn't know. And so I freaked out. And I started looking at it every day, and I did a video about it, and it kind of went semi-viral. I don't care if the Rashat was Atlantis anymore, because I have enough evidence in my head that the whole Sahara Desert was covered with ancient technology, canals.
Did you find little fossils and stuff, like any sea fossils?
Not even shells. I'm a Google Earth super freak, so I'd love to just spend all day on Google Earth. I try to keep things north. And when you talk about finding fossils, when you enter, I had to sleep in Wadan and then go into the structure pretty much in the morning, right? I arrived in the evening and slept, and then the next day drove in. And by the way, I just want to say,
is there a road? Doesn't even look like there's a road. You just are like on sand.
Yeah, like right about there. There are tire tracks somewhere, but the thing is that I was shitting in my pants because I'm not used to just going through sand on a four. I know how to four by. I have a four wheel drive. I grew up four by in, but we never went just in dunes. And the times that we did, people got stuck. So I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to die. So we went from, and you know, I couldn't even tell where I was going. Luckily, the first trip, that driver was the best. I would love to give him $1 million. We drove from Wadan, and we went right through there, right? I thought we were getting stuck up in here. Let me zoom in. I thought we were getting stuck, but it seemed like he was following some tracks, and I guess we went right across, and we didn't go up into there, and we were suddenly right here, and I could see the Rashat structure from here. And obviously, it's like not
peaks at that point, or what?
Yeah, I have a picture of what that kind of looks like. So to enter, you kind of have to get over here. And it's kind of hard to see the road. You know the two triangles that are over here? There's two triangles on both sides. We didn't go through that at all. And by the way, that's part of the castle. And that's part of something that's not so ancient.
Which is part of the castle? Where? Like with your cursor?
Well, the castle is here. You know the castle.
There's like a foundation. Okay, yeah.
It's not really a foundation at all.
Yeah, okay.
It's actually what this is these are French, and I don't really say foreign legion, But French military war games from the 1870s, 1880s, that okay. was created. And now, why is it so straight? I would say they held a string up, right? And that blew my mind. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop looking. So I spent a year in Taiwan, more than a year, looking at this. And then one day I went there. But unfortunately,
so that was the actual castle?
A wall. That's it. Right there where that blue dot is this okay. right here. It's not a castle. I thought I was going to find a fort. Because in Taiwan, we had kind of figured out that this was probably a French fort. People say foreign legion. Well, those are just foreigners that were serving in the French military, right? So it's all the same thing. These are called, okay, and by the way, another thing that happened to me was when I went there, I got this video, I went back to my hotel and I started editing in the hotel in the capital of Nuakchot in Mauritania. And I went and did a smug video saying, I got it. I got the castle. Little did I know an organization called Atlantis Together had already been there. They already did drone footage. They got a 3D mapping of each of these. They renamed them fortifications. The other one that I went to, because it was already haunting me, I didn't believe it was part of this. Turned out it was the same thing. They walked there from the center. Yeah, I didn't want to show you that slide, but
did you go to the center of the wrist shot, by the way? Did you get
yeah,
to
yeah, sure. This is pretty much the center, but yeah, I bypassed the center and drove straight to the castle. I was mad at Josh Sergison and Graham of Ancient Archaeology. Was that what his old title of his channel was? He's renamed it. I told you earlier. And they both went there. They raced to the center. And Josh, he went through Morocco. So when he was talking about to Jimmy repeated, there were landmines and there was dead bodies. I was like, that sounds questionable. But when I finally found out he went through Morocco, then yeah, he went through the minefields. Because I asked, where are the mines? They're like, the Rashad doesn't have any. But up there by the Morocco border and the Western Sahara border, which is part of Morocco, I guess, but they have this berm going through, that has minefields. I wouldn't want to mess around up there. And the dead body he saw, I don't think the dead body Josh saw was from an exploded mine. I think he saw a dead body because somebody had just died. You do see burial mounds along the road when you're driving from the capital to the Rashat. There's a lot of mounds.
So why did you go there? Like it's one thing to go once, but why did you want to go twice?
There was one place I hadn't looked yet. Okay, I should give credit to one of them is, okay, see, she pronounced it Delia. But the first person who was there in the very beginning, and Michelle Chun kind of wants to remain anonymous. It may or may not be her real name. I think it's her real name. But Michelle also, I lived in Taiwan, and she is also maybe Taiwanese or maybe has been to Taiwan. She told me to go to Ship Rock in 2019. I had a few semi-viral videos regarding maps, and that's what kind of got me a bunch of new subscribers. And Michelle was one of them, and she showed me a bunch of stuff. I kind of want to show you what she showed me. Let's go there. She immediately showed me this curve. So I call this Michelle's curve. It's like 18 kilometers. And I've done some, I think there's a canal that's buried here, but let's just start at the corner of that. It's this perfect curve. And it's about, that says 10.74 miles. I was looking at kilometers last time, and it's like 18, 17 and a half kilometers. But in addition, and by the way, let's thank Google Earth for totally fucking up our vision. Because when I used to zoom in here, and you can use the history in Google Earth Pro, now it's all messed up. Yeah, that all these artifacts show up. But the one thing that you can see when you go to this part right here, wait, let me back out, make sure I can go straight there. Right out here is this, I can't even find it now. I question that because let me tell you why I question that. Let's just be honest. Let's zoom out a little bit and look at this whole thing. This is a shoreline right here. This is an ancient lake. This shoreline is 2,000 feet and the lake is about 800 feet. So this is, that's why when Jimmy was talking about salt, I really had to take issue with it. This salt is here because something evaporated. I think you can agree with me because you know geology. When we talk about seeing salt, don't say a tsunami caused that salt. All right, what do you call this? A playa lake?
Yeah,
or do you call it in
like a salt?
It's
kind of like.
I learned that these white playa lakes were called alkaloid fields, like the Devil's Golf Course in Death Valley.
I was going to say like that.
So I don't know how these dikes could be old because the water used to be there. So I think that this is a modern day dam, unfortunately, for certain people who have other, you know, I get a lot of people that tell me stuff and the way they say it just turns me off. They get me on Twitter. They get me on Reddit. And they say, Atlantis was in California. Atlantis was in Japan. I'm just like, whatever. You seem awfully sure, you know, but whatever. I'm not going to argue. Where is it? Why am I not?
Oh, there Atlantis it is. Atlantis was the Rishat structure?
I believe that it kind of coincides. If you put a gun up to my head and say, I'm going to pull the trigger if you're wrong, I'm not going to say it was Atlantis. But what this thing, it was very interesting to me. That looks different from those so-called dikes. And this was something else, Michelle, I was going to visit. The second trip was to go here. But unfortunately, it's literally out in the middle of nowhere. You have a mosque right here, and that mosque is part of a military base. And people try to tell me that they're gonna jack me up if I go there. I don't believe it, but you do see these old fortifications, just like I believe that was part of the old military training. Maybe this was French,
like a
but
star,
that's a triangle.
A little bit.
It has that feeling for sure. It has that feeling. Because most of the Spanish forts were four-sided. I can show you Spanish forts. I mean, and by the way, there's one that's dilapidated. But I can get there. Maybe I'll miss it. But this, I call this the corner of the eye. Galawia. If I turn this on or turn that on, it's called Galawia. This is an ancient lake. And it had a canal right here that went to the other side. It's 4 kilometers long right there. This is where I question things because this was the first thing that, and Michelle, I had already seen it, but Michelle was like measuring it and she had all these pictures and she had another thing going on in Reddit and she had all these pictures. And I was just like, yeah, so Michelle Chen deserves, that's her curve. Maybe this is her canal, but look how this separates this bedrock that's 2,000 feet from this other side. And I just discovered a new canal out here. I won't get into it, but go check the video. But I think that this was the way water was brought into this main circle. Look, let's be honest. A lot of people automatically assume this river runs out of it. That's not true. Nothing runs out of this circle. Now, yeah, there is kind of a break here. You have a line that starts right there. You can see it. This is 2,000 feet high. It's covered with sand, but it goes around the whole Rishat. Water doesn't escape the Rishat. It evaporates inside the Rishat. There's a lake there. I think that's a modern day lake right now. I could be wrong.
Is there water in it now?
I don't know.
When you went there, did you see any water?
Oh, no, I did not. There was a heavy rainstorm right after my second trip. And people are saying there's like a little lake right here. There's a fort here that's dilapidated. It was the French headquarters from 1870. I think it's
right here.
What
was the most interesting thing of being there that you took away that you found a little bit different from knowing versus like being on Google Earth?
Okay, so let me just say, after my first trip, I was a little less Team Rishat than I was when I arrived. I'm like driving through here, and then you get past this first area, and then you're driving. It kind of cuts through some mountains. You get over, and you're driving through here. You're going through this vast sea, this open area. And I'm like, that is no way. Where's the, if this were Atlantis, this is what was going through my head. If this were Atlantis, why don't we see anything? Well, that was the first time. And then I saw something let me just show you this. There were canals. So when I left, I was like, I'm no longer Team Rishat. I don't want to advocate that it was the Atlantis. Yes, we know the ancient Tamanrasset went through. Okay, then I always knew that there was like an ancient lake on the north side, ancient shorelines. And we don't know where that north side. Now that's, of course, looking, we're looking southeast right now. There's the Rashat. Over to the right is the south side of the Rashat. Over to the left is still the north. This ancient lake goes underneath the sand. We don't know where that went. So going back to the map, that ancient lake, and let me just show it to you in real time here. If we zoom in and go in here, I mean, I can talk about this all day long, but you see this shoreline and then you see the bottom of it. You can see some kind of ancient dam. I assume that was made later. To me, the white part represents evaporated lake, Playa Lake. So when you take a look at the other side of it, it's going underneath these sand dunes. And look at, this is what I call the eyebrow. And the eyebrow has some symmetry with the south side. So I wonder if this whole area wasn't a sea full of water that was probably fed from the ancient Taman Reset, which went right along here. And then, yes, there were probably some canals or there was a body of water and it met up right here and it fed water to the south side. There were canals. This is my theory. This is the ancient Taman Reset, the thick one. And I believe that there were the complex of canals that fed this body of water demarcated in blue. And yes, I believe that some canals went through on the top, but they came down here. And there is real life rivers here too. Now that's the corner. There's a canal there. Like
dried up rivers. They're not currently.
I say canal because that is looks too straight to be a river. I mean, if we go to the Google Earth and look at a river, we can see rivers. We can see these squiggly lines. Let's go to Wadan River, and I never finished saying it before, but this river, the Wadan River. Although when you see this perpendicular lines coming from rivers, that's suspect to me. This straight line right here, that's suspect to me. But this squiggly line, I don't think that's a giant's artwork. I think that's a natural river. And that goes down. And by the way, you do see water in there. You can find bodies of water in there. There's a little bit. You can find water. Apparently there's alligators. So don't just start getting in if you go there. I don't know about here. I think the alligators were found over in Galawiya, where the corner of the eye. But this is Wadan. This is the ancient city here. And then the more modern cities over here. There's my hotel right there. I love this hotel. I stayed there twice. They're great.
That's like the least amount of trees I've ever seen in a place.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a few trees. This is all rock. I did a bunch of videos walking around here. This is all rock. It's not like it's dirt. And that's why I'm trying to, let me see what else I can say. This river empties into the Rashat. It doesn't leave the Rashat. And if there was ever a canal like Plato described, by the way, I went to the dome and now the name's there. I went there. I believe that's a crater. And I don't know if you know it yet, but I believe this is a crater. And I stood there and took a video. That's why I have faith that this could have been Atlantis, because a crater did hit it. And I know you don't think that looks round, but these are alluvial fans at the top. This is an alluvial fan here. You can follow, if you look at the topographic, you can follow an almost perfect circle. And I've seen some more effed up craters than that.
So you don't think that salt deposits like the lighter color? Or it's not.
You know what? I used to think this was salt until I stood there. This is that is just like a lake bed built now. This is white. I think this is where Josh took. I don't know if you saw his video, but he tasted it. He said that's salt.
Did you taste it? Like I always lick rocks. Like that's how you know what you're dealing with.
It's not white here. When you stand there, I mean, we can go to the video and take a look. This is a beige. Igneous rock, yes, but volcanic, I don't know. Is this the edge of a volcano? Or is this the edge of a crater? Guys, I'm climbing up to the edge of this to see what's on the other side. And I think that it's right here. We're on the edge of it. This is the edge of the crater. See? This is it. That's the edge of the crater. This is the Gild de Sebkit, the heart of salt, I guess. And I was gonna, you know, talk about testing the sand for magnetic microspherules to prove whether or not this thing is a crater that's filled with sand. Are there magnetic microspherules in this edge, in this crater? Obviously not right in the center, that's full of sand that filled it. But this is the edge of the crater. You know, you from space you can see what looks like alluvial fans over there. But you know, this sand is not gonna have magnetic microspherules. You gotta get under there. And I already made a promise that I'm not gonna dig up without permission. Those guys can't see me. I could grab some sand and then what? Put it in a bag and take it home? No, if there's magnetic microspherules, you gotta do a little bit of a project. They're not going to allow it. And I'm not in the place where I can do anything secretly. So it's not gonna happen. But this is it, okay? We're looking at what I believe is the crater that destroyed Atlantis. This is not a volcano. This is not a volcano. Look at this. Look at all these rocks here. These rocks could have been showered here, but I don't believe that this is volcanic. Look at the cracks. This is not a volcano. I'm sorry, geologists. I'm looking at the edge. Where's the rim of a volcanic crater from a volcano? No, it's a rim of a circular crater. Now look, I was standing here, and so yeah, this is an alluvial fan. And that's the other thing. I talked to George Howard, and I had plans to go back and go here. And I said to George Howard, how do I know if this is a crater or not? And he said, well, you take a piece of iron and you rub it in the sand. And if you get any, they're little tiny circles. And I was going to try to do a magnet. It's a reverse magnet effect because they're magnetic. So your piece of iron attracts the small magnetic microspherules. And then look at them under a microscope. But here's the problem. That type of stuff is frowned upon. And this is covered by a layer of rock. Check the video if I don't show you a picture soon, and I might. But here's the thing. If this were Atlantis, this is the gums. Like if you pulled out all your teeth, this is the gums. And right. All the teeth are gone. All the walls, the different walls that are described by Plato, they were disintegrated. They were disintegrated.
This is like the bedrock of it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And so I have a picture showing that. Wait, wrong one. I want to show you this and kind of go through them all and also show you the canals because it took, and there's one more thing that's going to blow your mind. These two parallel canals were found pretty quick. I take credit for finding those, although some people did point out, but I walked down one of them. They're too straight. They're right here. That's the highest point in the Adrar Plateau. When you go from Attar, the city of Attar is right down here somewhere. You take the road. There it is. You take the road across here and you climb up to the top of the mountain here and then you enter. And then I told my driver, go south here. And we drove down there and I got him to find this canal. This is the place I walked. But then, and this is why I'm no longer not Team Rashad, is I found this canal here. Okay, so the blue is modern day rivers. Most of them are dry. The purple is just, forget the purple, because this is just, I laid that down. It's kind of more of a, I was trying to figure out how I was going to get through. And I think these are the two best choices for getting through to the Atlantic side. But I found this canal right here. And I know that this is dirt and not a river or an ocean. And I don't believe the ocean came up to here. But with this shoreline, who knows what happened? But I believe that you've got a canal that goes right through here. Though I'm sorry, that canal is a big, huge, like a river. I think that would have been probably a great project. My parallel canals are right here. And then the direct river, this river, I was following it. I'm like, damn, that really, it's not a river. It's a canal. Let me show you that right now, just so we're on the same board. But what I discovered was, where does it point? It points right at the Rashat structure. It's going directly to it. So this canal, and I'm going to find it for you and show you right now, goes directly towards, there it is. Now, I found a starting point here.
Wait, where is
so
it?
So whatever happened over here, I'll show you in a second, over there. So, but what I'm trying to say is I don't know where it would have gone. I see that line of green. That's suspect to me. When you see dots of trees in a row, that's an ancient canal, and I'll show you in a moment. You see this little structure here, it gets a little weird.
There's a lot of rock in this area, though. Like,
it's all rock. It's 2,000 feet high.
Okay, so it's not.
Let me show you what I think.
I think when I'm visualizing it in Google Earth, I'm looking at a giant dirt and sand pit. But
no, this is bedrock, and it's been well quarried and mined. All these tops have been quarried. I know that's coming out of nowhere. First, let me show you the canal that I started following. I'm like, oh, look at this. It looks like a canal. All right. Sometimes it disappears, right? But come on.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, there are other canals. This is going through bedrock. Why would they make a road that goes through bedrock when they could just walk or drive or take a horse around it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I see this, I used to think, oh, that's natural. That's so beautiful. Sorry. I'm no longer with that anymore. Now I believe that's ancient mining, and I'm going to show you why in a minute. So I just want to give you a couple of things. I see these thin canals, but this was the 100-foot wide one, and you see it disappear, but then it reappears, and you can follow it for 50 miles. Now it gets to a point here where it's like out in the middle of the desert. So you're like, eh, it's finished, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's no longer north-south. I'm just going to change the controls to make it as kind of perpendicular as we can. You can really see it here, okay? You can really see this canal that I'm talking about. This is my discovery. I'm going to make it as up-down as possible, right about there. And then let's just follow it. So it gets into this open area, but look here.
Yeah, you can still see it.
And let's measure that and see how wide it is, okay? In feet. It's over 100 feet wide. It's like almost 200 foot. Look, it's exactly 200 foot. Exactly, precisely. No, I would never say that. That's not me. I'm not going to sit there and bullshit anybody. I am totally honest. And then you go out into the middle of the desert again. People call these things chevrons. They think those were created by tsunamis. I'm sorry. I just can't jive with that. But anyways, going out, we see
this. Field. Like, you don't believe in the tsunami.
I don't really have a big, I believe in the impact more.
Okay.
I mean, I believe tsunamis occurred. And when we talk about the chevrons that people have found over on Madagascar and in, is it India or Sri Lanka? I'm not sure. And they talk about that. I can't advocate it because I've done a little bit of research. Okay. So yeah, it kind of disappears, but then it kind of reappears. And you see it going through these rocks. It's a straight line. I know you're not seeing much now. And I blame Google. They cover this stuff up. Where am I going here? There it is. There it is. So then it kind of reappears here. And you can kind of see it. Whoops. Going through these rocks here. Creating a... And by the way, you see a side thing going on over here, right? But over here, I mean, what created that? And why is it in line with this thing that's 50 miles away? There's more canals.
What's the total length of this whole canal, probably?
It's right here. And there, like I said, there was a broken up area right there, but it's about 50 miles. Let me get to the end. Let me get to the end because we're almost there anyways. Right about here, it leaves this plateau that you can hardly see. You also see this other breakthrough. And then when you're going out in the middle of the desert, you start to see trees that turn into a line way out here. And I found these, where is it? I'm lost again. There it is. Right over here. You kind of see that's about it. That's all I can give you. Now going back to where we left off was right about here. Let me just make sure because sometimes I get confused. I think it still goes on. Yeah, it goes on right through here. And then we see the line of trees. Then we see the line of trees. Where are those damn trees? It's way out here. You see a line of trees and it's like, why not those?
Yeah.
It's like, why do you? And I found this line of trees Am I, what's going on here? Is that it? There we go. It's, that's still in line with it. And that seems to be the disappearing point. So if I start that measurement right there, and I know some people could call me a cheater, whatever. And let's get back out so I can go down to the bottom of where I started, which was where? Right here? And I've gone and looked farther, but that is 50 miles. And let's take a look at where that points. You see what I'm getting at right there?
You're saying
it
that
points
it would,
where?
It would have come in and
it
out.
It points
of
right here.
Yeah.
And going back to my little picture here, I put a green line around that side of it. So it does kind of point right there. I believe, whoops, what? I don't know. I can't really zoom into this, but I don't have anything else to reference. But there are a couple little canal things in plateaus there and there. They don't line up with that, but who knows? Was this an ancient sea? Was it a plateau? Was it a lake? Also, all these red lines represent canals I've found. Not the blue, not the purple. And some of them are, I just know that we're running out of time, so I don't want to get into it, but let's keep going on my slideshow here. Up over by the Taman Reset, we find, all right, let me just make one big point. In January 20th, this is before I went. And I went, and then I looked, and I didn't know what was going on. He said outcrops in this structure were being quarried by somebody hundreds of thousands of years ago. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And I forgot it. And I'm going to make a couple points, and then I'll finish up. There's a quarry right here. The quarry is in the Rishat structure, and that's a quarry. And they're certainly, those are not animal tracks. They quarried that area inside the Rishat structure. Okay, so the quarry is over here, but over by my parallel canals, I call this right here, you can see, I call that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That right there, that dark part, not the nose, because the nose is important, that dark part is the highest point in the Adrar. And when you look at it, you can see how there may have been, look over here, that little thing, that I believe that's artificial. And I think that's artificial too. And you see these quarry lines going through there. That's the canal I walked through. I walked over here. The prominent part was there. But you get to Rudolph's nose and you notice there's these quarry lines. I call them quarry lines because I don't believe they're canals. They go right through this area. And I mean, then the nose, by the way, which has a bisection, has another mountain over here, and it's got a bisection. There they are. I took a picture of those two mountains next to each other. The highest part of the Adrar is over here on the right, but those two mountains, I believe they're artificial. I think they might be overburden dumping. I don't know. Maybe they're not, but they align with some mounds that are in the Grand Canyon that another one of my viewers showed me this. I'm not going to get into the Grand Canyon, but This is back at the Rishat. This is
Grand
over here.
Canyon,
this is called
ancient mining. We can leave that for next time because like those are also big rabbit holes to approach. But I definitely think you're.
If you look at these straight, I agree. If you look at these straight lines that are kind of parallel, you also start to see these. And by the way, the north south over there is all a tweaked. The 45 degree angle is another attribute of this ancient quarrying. And look at here, when you see this area and it's up north, you see this 45 degree lines. I want to get to something. So I'm going to kind of skip through here because I get all excited. But right up here at the top near is this thing. Now, this is when I realized this ancient quarrying that Randall Carlson even admitted was going on for hundreds and thousands of years. This right here made me start thinking about, and I have to go there, but I'm sure you've been there, the Canyonlands.
Yeah,
in Utah. But if you go to the Canyonlands.
I want to see what you got to say about Canyonlands.
Right here. That's geology. That's your thing. What the hell caused that? It looks like strip mining. And when you zoom into there, wait, where is it? Let me zoom back out. This whole area looks exactly the same. You know what? Check out the pictures I put, but let me just say the last thing and then I'll let you close it up. Where was I? Oh, I was over here. I'm going to show you this in real time because there's one more thing I want you to see. So right here, you can find that thing. It's right there. Coming soon. But when you find that thing and you back out again, you find not just that thing, but a whole field. I used to think this was natural. I'm like, oh, look how beautiful that is. So natural looking. But when you look at it from this angle, you can see
not so much.
These parallel lines go on for miles and miles and miles. These are quarry fields. And what I haven't shown you yet, that quarry field goes on for that whole distance. And you can see these lines cut in these trunks.
Like somebody took all the gold.
The gold was taken. Somebody was looking for gold. Somebody was, I don't know. I don't want to say I know. I don't want to say I know. Because honestly, I would feel really stupid to say, oh, that's Anunnaki. But I know about the Anunnaki theory. And so all I can say is that I'm going crazy. And by the way, Anthony Trinsall over at Zero Control. Go to at Zero Control. And he's almost gone crazy. And now he's looking at the big dikes. And because he was always looking at the small stuff, I thought. But then he always said it's all about controlling water. I think it was about mining and controlling water for sure. And the placer mining in the Colorado River, I haven't even shown you any of those pictures yet, but you can find them in my videos. You see all sorts of different projects
thinking like look at Uluru in Australia,
including
all that, like start looking at the Atacama Desert or all the, I mean, there's so many things where
Texas, there's dikes in Texas,
a bunch of cart ruts, could start adding in cart ruts. Don't even get me started. I know. It's just so much. It's so much.
Where do you start and where do you stop? Honestly.
Well, we got to start somewhere because nobody else seems to be really digging in this deeply. Or very few people. How about that? So, yes.
Cheers to David, that.
This was awesome. I loved having you on and I loved talking to you. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, one last time, at STIG, at STIG is, or at my, or you can go to youtube.com/DavidStighansen. If you go to davidstighansen.com, that'll get you there. My Twitter, I've been kind of working on that lately. It's STIGEMUP. And that's pretty much it. I just do YouTube and Twitter. And then, of course, if you really want to see the links, the Facebook is facebook.com/WasThisAtlantis. I created that back when I was going to do a channel, which I own. So go to @WasThisAtlantis. But there's nothing there now. Not this new stuff. This new stuff. Ship Rock, what Mike did, opened my eyes. I mean, Ship Rock is polygonal stones, but the walls that you see in Colorado and Ship Rock, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I meant to say a sage wall. That's polygonal stones, and in my opinion. And you find that, and then you've got your mystery rocks he did and the dolmens. But I think those were after the larger rocks that you find. It's Ship Rock, Spanish Peaks, Pie Town, South Africa. Look at the Kalahari canals in Africa. Let's look at over in Chad at the Tibesti Mountains, the water project that went on there. They were melting those rocks. That's geopolymer for sure. I mean, I used to never want to believe that the polygonal stones in Peru were geopolymer, but now I think they are. I'm sorry. I don't even know if Brian Forrester believes that or not anymore. I think he was kind of juggling the idea. So much to wonder about. I'll just
it really zip it is. From there's there. There's a lot. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll have you on again really soon. Thank you.
See you.